Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of June 10th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anybody being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This past week is our second week of our summer season. The theme this past week has been all around Hawaii. We had a huge luau dance on Tuesday night for our dog campers and lots of music, dancing, contests, games, food, all kinds of things going on. It was a wonderful evening. We've ended the week with spinal bifida, and those campers will be out here throughout the weekend, and it's been a great alliance between our two organizations. Our travel campers are having a wonderful time at Mackinac Island. They'll be out there for a few days and throughout this weekend. Last Saturday, our respite campers had a super time with a Camp Courageous Fishing Derby. Big thank you to all of our friends at NRG Media for providing this fundraiser for the camp. Had a huge turnout. The weather couldn't have been better, and almost every single camper caught a fish. This week, we thank the New Leader Manufacturing Group for coming out and volunteering a day at Camp Courageous. New Leader Manufacturing volunteers help with landscaping, picking up donations, and much, much more. This is the group that provided the 50 kW fast EV charging station for Camp Courageous. They are committed to programs that involve sustainability. Many have already used the charger and have viewed the camp video, taken tours, and learned much more about the mission of Camp Courageous while plugged in. So a big thank you to our good friends at the New Leader Manufacturing, a wonderful organization company out of Cedar Rapids. And here's Jessica telling you a little bit about NLM and their experience here at Camp Courageous.
My name is Jessica Plegenkuhl, and I am with New Leader Manufacturing. New Leader Manufacturing is out here today because New Leader Manufacturing prioritizes giving back to the community, not only monetarily, but also with our time. Every employee gets a bank of volunteer time off, and so we just try and create a wide variety of opportunities year-round for our staff to get out into the community. And it's also really important to come out to our rural communities and focusing also outside of the greater Cedar Rapids to help out our smaller towns as well. I don't think I've been out here for 10 years. My cousin used to come here as a camper.
What kind of comments do you hear as they're looking at the camp for the first time?
Comments I would say were, this is beautiful. I didn't know this was out here. There are so many activities. It's also inclusive. So those were some of the comments I heard throughout the day. And it is gorgeous. It's so well maintained. And as a parent or a guardian of a camper coming out here, just seeing how much passion goes into the grounds and the camp would just really put that trust in me as a guardian or parent that this is the best place for my kid for summer camp. So New Leader Manufacturing has always cared about our community, both monetarily and with time spent. And so this charger here, the funds were given to Camp Courageous from New Leader through a giving campaign that we call Spreading Good. So again, giving back has always been in our story, but in 2019, we formalized that process with an application called Spreading Good. And nonprofits, organizations can apply for funding formally twice a year, but we are open to asks throughout the year. You know, we see anywhere from events to programming to tangible things such as this charger that will make a positive impact on the community. So year to date, just this year, we've given over $160,000 back to our community. And we're not stopping. You know, the year's not over yet. And so it just goes to show just New Leader just cares so much and so passionate about our amazing nonprofits. I know that this charger was really important to New Leader because we also prioritize sustainability efforts. And so hearing about this, especially in our rural communities, having this opportunity for our vehicles was a showstopper.
Another group were looking at or considering Camp Courageous to volunteer, what would you say to them?
I would say absolutely. Toby and the rest of the staff out here have been nothing but accommodating. It was weeding or scraping the algae off the pond, helping put together a desk for one of the employees, picking up donations. He knew everything that was supposed to happen. It was also organized. And it's beautiful out here. I mean, you're out in nature, and It's just something unique and different that people don't often think about. So I would highly recommend volunteering at Camp Courageous.
Also, this past week, Camp Courageous congratulates the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and the Auxiliary. It was their 102nd annual convention. Camp has been humbled and grateful they have chosen to be supportive of Camp Courageous for the past 50 years of their 102 years. A big thank you to Ron Lieber, the VFW State Commander, and Renee Quinn, who is the VFW Auxiliary State President, for taking Camp Courageous under their wing. Received this nice note from our friends at Lincoln School in Mount Pleasant. They write to Katie, our program director. I wanted to thank everyone at Camp Courageous from the wonderful meals, how clean the buildings and facilities were. The nurses were empathetic and helpful. And of course, JT and all the counselors were so great with our students. Our students had a wonderful time. We can't wait until next year. So big thank you to those folks. A reminder that the Camp Courageous Manchester Garage Sale is at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of the wonderful opportunities there are at the Manchester Garage Sale. And lastly, memorials. Norman Bassett from Calamus passed away. Norm was exceptionally good at planting acres and acres of sweet corn for Camp Courageous, picking it, bringing it up to the camp every year, and we'll miss Norm in a big way. Also, Neil Bowman from Andrew passed away, and our sympathy goes out to Neil's family, great supporters to Camp Courageous for decades. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend and a great week to come. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous this year. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.